Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the 2013 Lilith Fashion School Spectacular! When I say fashion school, I'm actually telling you a lie. It's not a school, as the school head, Christine, tells me. She says schools are about thinking. This is an apprenticeship program, and it's about doing. The four designers tonight have been working, not all together, but some of them for 3 years to produce the result that you see here tonight on this stage. They've studied design, pattern making, tailoring, marketing, economics, mathematics, language, and all the skills. Yeah, you wouldn't think it was useful, but language, it has its applications. To create what you see tonight. Hold in mind that the room that they use, which is supplied free for them by Prema from Oromod, and they would like to stress their enormous gratitude for Prema supplying this room to them. The room they used is about 3 meters by 4 meters wide. It's tiny. And when you see what they create in this small space, it might make you appreciate it that much more, but I don't think it's possible because it's going to push the limits of appreciation, what you see tonight. So ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to welcome some models onto the stage.
Go ahead and go. Launch.
Our first designer for the evening, Leela, takes us on a journey through tribal cultures of the world. She begins with an African-inspired dress in bold primary colors, featuring hand-stitched applique throughout, travels then through Central America and a Panama-inspired tent tunic, introduces us next to European gypsy influences, collage-like, with busy yet harmonious colors, and finally brings us back home to earth-dyed lace, soft, rough, suede, and idiosyncratic details that add feathers, beads, and small shells. There we celebrate in breezy chiffon, off-white lace and long skirts that hide even longer legs, seeking new paths and horizons to explore.
Thank you.
Sun sets and the party starts. Our next designer, Dasha, turns up the heat and raises the hemline with a mind-blowing figure-hugging parade of sashed cocktail dresses that smolder and sparkle with rivulets of diamante detailing, beautiful hand-beading golden mesh and luxuriant gathered satin, with occasional wisps of red voile. Featuring sari fabric and borders throughout when 007 visits Pondy. This is how the Bond girls dress.
He's a no, no need figure down. Rock that run, that this how we frown. He's a no, no need figure down. He's a no, no need figure down. Rock that run, that this how we frown.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Dasha. And if you're wondering what James Bonda would wear in The Man with the Golden Mumpty, you have only to turn to tonight's next designer, Yelengu, to feast your eyes on the handsome, the suave, the smooth, wearing 21st century takes on North Indian men's classics. Kurtas never looked so smokingly hot. Lush, detailed borders, jacquard loom fabric, emerald and green touches make these garments the key to any door in the world.
Just
final designer for the evening, Suha, takes her inspiration from that supermodel of the bird world, the peacock, and presents for us the ultimate in evening wear elegance. Long dresses in gradients of light blue, blue, and aqua pour liquid satin over beautiful women and leave undulating trains of sapphire and turquoise. Peacock imagery informs garment structure and design, and through hand-cut feathers as eye-catching bijou and as applique on a dance of shimmering fabric and body, accented with intricate hand-worked sequin and bead detailing. Never has the peacock looked so good.
Good jest.
Thank you.
gentlemen, before we see all our models and designers one last time, the Lilith Fashion School that isn't a school would like to thank the following people. Prima, for giving us that space in Oramod to use for the last 3 years. Sponsors, Jacqueline, Dottie, and Stefan from Gecko, Theo, Miniature, Oramix, Uta, Sunlit Future, Ingrida, Arne, Anan, Vicky, Narayan, Eric for building the ramp, the catwalk, some guy called Jesse, the wonderful Ruben here doing the sound. Ah, yes, he even gets his own soundtrack. Mahi, who designed and installed this entire spectacular professional lighting state. Supported by the very enthusiastic and helpful Charlotte and Rebecca on Follow Spot. The Youth Center gets a vote of gratitude for lending material. We have Julia, the stylist, who did the hair and makeup for the entire show. And Mimi, also working on hair and makeup. For food, Federica and Monica made cakes, and I'm sure more people than that made cakes, but I'm afraid I didn't get through everybody, so I apologize for anybody who I didn't thank in the cake baking department. Purple for supplying snacks. Daniele, Tanto, pizza. Himal and the Feroz gang for helping out with water. And last but not least, their teachers, Alice, Gabby, and the head of the Lilith, not a fashion school, Christine. Please put your hands together for all the models, the helpers, and putting together a fabulous show. Now we're going to have one last look at their work. spectacular. Put your hands together for all the models, the designers, and everybody that came together to make this show spectacular. Oh, yeah. All right, the plan now is to play some music and have a little party here if anybody wants to dance. Give us a moment while we rejig things. There's still food and drink being served. If you want to stay, please do. We'd love to have you.